No nukes for Iran. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. President Biden with Israeli Prime Minister Yair Lapid in Jerusalem pledged together to do whatever it takes to prevent Iran from having nuclear weapons.
You have an ironclad commitment from the United States of America to Israel's security, an ironclad commitment.
He says diplomacy is the best way to stop Iran's nuclear ambitions. Prime Minister Lapid says it will take the threat of force from the international community. A 27-year-old man's in custody in Columbus, Ohio. Police say he confessed to raping and impregnating a 10-year-old girl who was reportedly taken to Indiana for an abortion.
The story, as horrific as it is, also has become engulfed in politics because President Biden mentioned this case as an example why he believes abortion should be legalized nationwide. Garrison Fuentes is being held on a $2 million bond in Franklin County, Ohio. It's the Columbus area. Immigration sources telling Fox Fuentes is in the United States illegally.
Fox's Mark Meredith. Former CIA programmers convicted in his second trial of leaking sensitive agency documents.
The U.S. attorney for New York said in a statement after a jury convicted 33-year-old Joshua Schulte that he was behind one of the most brazen and damaging acts of espionage in American history. Schulte was convicted of turning over documents to WikiLeaks that WikiLeaks released in 2017. They showed CIA hacking tools, how the agency can get into iPhones, Androids, and even turn smart TVs into listening devices. Schulte worked on the hacking tools himself. The first jury deadlocked on the most serious charges, and Schulte represented himself in this second trial. He said he was a scapegoat, that the CIA was embarrassed, and that other people had access to this data. Prosecutors said he was disgruntled over poor relationships with colleagues. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Twitter seems to be back up now, at least for some users. There was a widespread outage reported for about an hour, with users reporting they were unable to log in or access posts. The first major Twitter outage since February. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A lawsuit's filed against Uber by women who say they were attacked during rides.
More than 500 women in multiple states have signed on to the class action lawsuit against Uber. The suit says the women were, quote, kidnapped, sexually assaulted, raped, stalked, harassed, or otherwise attacked by Uber drivers they'd been paired with through the app. The filing comes a month after Uber released its latest safety report, which disclosed that it received more than 3,800 complaints of sexual assaults on Uber rides in 2019 and 2020. Uber told Fox Business that it takes rider safety seriously. The app includes an emergency button where users can call or text 911, among other safety features, and the company requires background checks on all potential drivers. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates says he's giving $20 billion more dollars to his charitable foundation and plans to keep moving down and eventually off the list of the world's richest people by donating virtually all of his wealth. Two shark attacks were reported in New York.
Authorities say around 6 p.m. here in Long Island yesterday, a 49-year-old man was standing in waist-deep water when he was bitten. Now, earlier in the day, around 7:30 a.m., another man, Sean Donnelly, says he was knocked off of his paddleboard and then got a 4-inch gash in his leg from a shark bite. He said, quote, I paddled like hell after a couple of strokes. A wave broke behind me and pushed me to shore. I did a quick check. I thought maybe he didn't get me. Then I saw the blood running down my leg and one bite mark.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. A self-portrait of Vincent van Gogh is discovered by the National Galleries of Scotland on the back of another painting called Head of a Peasant Woman. Van Gogh painted on both sides of canvases sometimes to save money. self-portrait was discovered during an X-ray taken ahead of an upcoming exhibition. It's covered by glue and cardboard from when the known painting was framed more than 100 years ago. Experts with the gallery are working on how to safely clean it off. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.